Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Tell you this, what goes around what comes around. They're not even saving. They know that. They know that. They're not even saving. They know that. Ain't open a Bible, but they know the laws of the harvest. The laws of the harvest is for everybody. It's not Christians. What goes around comes around. I'm telling you, it's so true. What goes around comes around. I'm pretty sure everybody can have a story about what goes around comes around. You know, it was, give you a short story here. My son Jawan recently moved out, and I tell you, this is the way it works too. You know, he was riding high, boy. Hey, I'm in my new apartment. I'm doing good. 4 days later, the Joker's car went out. And I've been having that thing for so long. I'm trying to get rid of that thing. He said, Dad, let's sell the car. I said, well, that's good, but we got to disclose the problems that are wrong. He's like, Dad, do we got to tell them we won't get that much money? I say, what goes around comes around. You know, your car probably broke because you done something, you know, years later, and it's coming back to get you. Hey, I don't know, but I'm just telling you, what goes around comes around. You know, so I say, hey, no, we're going to tell them that the car's broke, this is what's wrong, and we'll get what we get. It is not about making advances, it's about being truthful and let God handle the result. Remember, so this is what governs my activity, because I know the way I treat people,
amen,
it's going to come back to me. And everybody knows the golden rule, treat people the way you want to be treated. Who wants to go buy a car and it's breaking down and nobody told you? That's good. So anyway, I'm still dealing with that car. But anyway, so what it says, we reap what we sow. Now the next one here is we reap more than we sow. Get this. We already talked about if we sow, we reap what we sow, but we reap more than we sow. If you ever plant a watermelon seed, how many people ever did that? Or a tomato. Let's do a tomato. You plant that one little tomato, and boy, that thing sprouts up all over the place. So you reap more than you sow. The good thing about that is you don't control the increase. God does. God controls the increase. You know, a planter or a farmer will tell you he can plant that seed, he can water it, he can cultivate it, but he doesn't know when it's going to grow. It ain't like Jack and a beanstalk, you know, but God causes it to grow. We reap more than we sow. If you think about this, if we sow to the Spirit, right here in verse 8 as we continue, it says, but he that soweth of the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. That's because if you think about this, your lifespan, how long is your lifespan? We don't know. But the Bible says it's like a drop of vapor. Is it hot out there today? You drop a vapor, it won't be there too long. So God says, hey, our life is like a drop of vapor. And if we sow into the Son of God, Jesus Christ, we shall reap everlasting life. You can't even compare those. We reap more than we sow. Why wouldn't you want to sow into the Son? Think about this. I heard someone say this. Sin will take you further than you want to go. And boy, sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. And sin will cost you more than you want to pay. Think about those seeds you are sowing. Because whatever you sow, it's going to be more. Whether it's good or whether it's bad. Remember this, you choose the harvest when you sow. Think about it. You choose the harvest when you sow. Because we already talked about if you sow, you're going to reap. So at that point, wherever you're sowing, you're going to get the same kind of whatever you're sowing. So you decide that harvest at the time that you are sowing. Here's what I like what the Bible says. It says, Psalms 126 verse 5 says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.